Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Merloni, Fourier, and Mecco.
The Netherlands on Saturday at 10 a.m. on Fox. England beat Wales 3-0. They win that stage. But we do have a big show announcement that I think we're all very excited about. That we last year. Are you guys ready or what?
is that their like theme when they come out
about the World Cup? Don't worry about it.
I think their secondary again. It's a Patriots secondary. It's guys that are smart.
The secondary, even though they got an interception, another turnover, which is great, I give their ass a big thumbs down because you don't let somebody go out there and beat your ass like that.
Did Xander Bogaerts play his last game as a member of the Red Sox yesterday?
Yes.
Between 70% and 80% that he's coming back.
Yeah, I'm going 90. Maybe 95. He's not going anywhere. He's coming back. And the reason is because of him.
Hopefully I'm here for a long, long time, but I guess that's not in my control.
Lou Merloni.
You guys don't know anybody like this?
Like what? Like has okay. Like a big...
It's
no,
hung
no, no,
like
no.
a horse?
Christian Fourier.
I feel like the gaslighting is making it worse.
Yeah.
This is gaslighting.
Megan Ottolini.
Snot Rockets and Hawking Lukey.
It's Merloni, Fourier, and Mega on Boston Sports Original.
Wales is a country right next to England.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the Wales people called?
Whalers.
W-E-E-I.
That's my favorite line of the year.
Oh, it really is.
Whalers.
It is fantastic. All right, listen, we're talking actually all sports today. Do a little Red Sox 2 at the bottom of the hour a little
bit.
Look
at that, all four.
Yeah, we got everybody involved here. I wanted to bring up this article because you guys know Jeff Howe, right, of The Athletic.
Yep. Love Jeff, another one of my former coworkers.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you know,
great
usually
tree there.
If there's like crazy reports.
Like a coaching tree.
The Herald?
Yeah.
But Jeff,
I'm on the tree.
Jeff is one of those guys that if there's some wacky rumors out there, like he goes, you know, he's his source, you know,
he
Mr.
Pours
Robert
water
Kraft
on it.
Pours water on everything, right?
Like he's like, this is BS. Shut up, Jeff.
That's very Athletic.
That's very much Jeff.
So
which
Jeff,
we love him for.
Yeah, like it would be like, oh, I don't understand why. No, this isn't happening. That isn't happening. Don't believe that report. Don't believe this report. Which is why I thought it was interesting when he starts talking about some of these quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, and it could be another wild offseason at quarterback around the NFL with quarterbacks moving around everywhere. He gets into a lot of these QBs, and he brings up Tom Brady and talks about how he's a free agent and first he had to decide whether he wants to play again, and he starts talking about, of course, like the 49ers and the issues they have, and Las Vegas, rather, with Josh McDaniels. He doesn't rule out Tennessee because his relationship with Vrabel. And then at the end, he says, and finally, maybe hold on to your phone with two hands for this one. Don't ever write off the Patriots. He says, Brady and Bill still have an abundance of respect for one another. They've made points to say publicly multiple occasions since the QB left for Tampa. Spent 23 years together in the visitor locker room at Gillette following Brady, 23 minutes rather, together in the visiting locker room when Brady returned in 2021. Slated to have, the Pats are slated to have more than $50 million in cap space. I think that's even closer to 100, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah.
So, again, they can address their flaws, this time on the heels of a couple of impressive draft classes. The issues, not the ego, not the pride. He says, for Brady, he'd have to know the offense is in capable hands.
A bit of an ask.
He says, there's been some criticisms of Patricia's first season's play caller. Plenty warranted, others exaggerated. Brady benefited by abundance of stability in the offensive coordinator in New England. So he goes on talking about maybe there'll be a push for a reunion of somebody like Bill O'Brien. For the Patriots, they'd want some clarity about Brady's future. How long is he going to play? This, that, and everything else. But he thinks And he brings up Mac Jones and what to do with him, whatever.
Yeah, that's not whatever that.
No, you trade him in a heartbeat. In
with
a
your
freaking
46-year-old?
Heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Oh, man.
Zappy backs him up. That would be one heartbeat. You would trade him in a second. God.
And then Zappy's your future after he plays
No. Zappy goes the way of every other backup.
Yes, finally, Mago.
Quiet, finally coming around. No, you got to find another quarterback that you got to do anyways in 2 years. So the question is, I'm just amazed that Jeff Howe actually plays along with this. This is not like Jeff Howe. He doesn't do this stuff.
Well, he's on Mr. Serious and no hot takes.
No, he's not a hot take guy. No, he pours water on every hot take there is. Meanwhile, he's writing an article about, Brady coming back to New England.
I feel like this is like this, what you see at the end of every Sunday morning football show where they give their bold predictions. Like, nobody really means it. Nobody really thinks it can happen. But, okay, it's a bold prediction.
Jeff Howe doesn't do bold.
Okay, but I feel like he is. However, like when I read this, I didn't sit there and go, not a chance in hell. When I read this, I said, wow, I actually feel like this is something, like crazier things have happened. Every time I think that something won't happen with the Patriots, they find a way to make it work. Now, I don't think it makes any sense whatsoever.
Have we ever seen this with an athlete?
I don't think it makes any sense. What do you mean?
I'm trying to think. Like, have we ever seen an athlete with the relationship that Brady, I'm not saying 20 years, the relationship that Brady had with the Patriots or like Jordan had with the Bulls, that they went back to that team?
Well, there's been other players that don't have the status of Brady.
Okay, LeBron to Cleveland, that's a great one.
Well, okay, so fine. But, I mean, there's been other Patriot football players that have left and come back.
Look at the Patriots roster. They all do. Jamie Collins, Marcus
they all
Gannon.
Come back.
Yeah, I mean, that's like,
well, I'm just saying.
That's not comparable.
I know my point is, you're asking, it is comparable. They don't have the status and the length of years, but it's like a guy that leaves, has a career someplace else, and comes back. I feel like they'd both be open to it, but if I'm Brady, that's not the situation I'm looking for.
What if Billy O comes back?
I know, but tell
me go and spend money
who
on the tackles.
My receivers are. Tell me, I think he needs a team that is already set, is just missing. Like, he needs something similar to what he had in Tampa. All the pieces are there. The coach is there. The players are there. The defense is there. And we just need you. That's it. To bring your mentality, bring your work ethic, and bring your arm.
How about this? Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want to take a risk with some of the nonsense that now he's seeing how the other half lives. And he's accustomed himself to the, military nature of the way things that operate in Foxborough. And now that, everything else is out of control, he's feeling a little nostalgic. And he wants some structure in his life.
Oh,
so he wants to come home.
To come back home.
To Daddy Bill.
Not a chance
Daddy
in hell.
Bill.
No.
Not a chance.
I think there's a lot of reasons why it would make sense. Because, like I said, I think, in 2 years, you're going to be looking for a new quarterback anyways. So, I think that bringing Brady back make a lot of sense. Sort of end it all nicely. Maybe Bill leaves, Brady leaves, retires. They both go off in the sunset,
holding hands.
I don't think there's a chance Brady would ever come back here. Not a chance. And I think it was funny because you brought up Tennessee, and I'm like, I'm not gonna go just for Vrabel. But like having a horse like Derrick Henry could make his life a lot easier the last couple years of his career. You know what I mean? Like having that type of run. This guy is still like one of the, as far as attempts per game, is still like leads the league down in Tampa. Like, that can't keep up. If you're going to go somewhere and lead a football team, and I like Peyton Manning the last couple of years, and using his mind at the line of scrimmage, having a horse like Derrick Henry for the next couple of years is exactly what you're looking for.
Okay, so what are you paying him? Because I feel like are we talking the $50 million per year? Are you going to drop your salary to, 19, 20?
He's making 20, 25 now, 25 now.
Didn't he ask, but he also had a big bonus that he signed after his second year. So his actual take-home money is bigger than $20 million. Confirm that, though. But I know that his money was equal to some of those bigger names. Not the first 2 years, because it was 2 years, $50 million. It was 25 and 25. But it's
something similar to that.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that I just
give me a wide receiver
in
Tennessee,
though. I hate to say this, but I feel like the Dunsky word is starting to percolate a little bit. Like, I think he's done.
No.
Brady?
I think he's Dunsky.
No chance.
Yeah, I think he is.
Oh, no.
I feel like he is. I feel like I do. Did I say that out loud?
Ooh, I know. I feel like nervous for you.
I do. I feel like he's done.
Your face is going to end up on a poster at the next parade.
I know.
You cannot.
You didn't believe in me.
It's like your stupid
you
face.
Cannot
like
go
on a stick.
You cannot go through a divorce because you want to play football again for 6 more months and then call it quits.
You think that the way this year is, first of all, they're going to win their division. They're going to make the, they will host the playoff game.
What a success.
Well, again, it's still, they won, they're better than the other three teams.
I know, they're the worst division.
They still, hey, listen, somebody's got to win it. There's three other teams that they're fighting for. They were able to win it. How bad is they are? Now, maybe not get out of the first round, but they're going to host a playoff game. Okay, now
I think he's got 2 more years in him.
Woo, man, I hope not.
Why?
Why is that crazy?
You're sick
of him? Old wide receiver, old...
Christian has an issue with Brady?
He's playing a record.
He just wants his record. He just wants his NFL record. He wants Brady to retire so he can feel better about it.
I just want one thing.
Christian's in the record book for having the oldest quarterback receiver combination in the history of the NFL. When you caught a touchdown pass.
That's an awesome
from
stat.
From Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah,
and if Tom Brady keeps playing, the odds of that record being broken keep going.
It's honestly maybe the only stat Brady doesn't have.
That's it.
The only record he doesn't have.
One he doesn't own.
It might be.
She's like, oh, it's stupid. It's the only one he doesn't have.
That's a good one.
It's the only one he doesn't have. Here's the thing, though. I do think it is going to be interesting because he's already got this deal with Fox. He's already said to Fox, hey, you know, listen, 1 more year, let's get out of here. I'm taking your job. Let's go.
He ain't ready to stop.
You know what I actually think that was, though? I actually think that was, like, when I was thinking about this, this is me just spitballing here, knowing, like, his relationship was on the rocks, and he had to prove his commitment. Like, listen, I'm serious about this. I'm being done. Look, I'm going to sign a contract a year before I even actually take the job to prove to you that this is it. And then things get rocky. Things don't go well.
You think that was a positive?
I so totally agree.
Right? I feel like he did that on purpose.
He's doing that as like, hey, look, I inked a contract. Yeah. This, honey, see, this is the next step. Yeah. That it's all planned out now.
Just hold on. 6 more months.
There's a plan. I'm not going to go back to football.
No, I'm done with football.
I'm not going to go back to football.
I'm going to be an analyst.
I'm just going to talk about football.
I think there's a chance that that actually pissed off Giselle even more.
Why?
Well, that's an easy job. No, it's 6 months out of the year.
When you retire, Like, when you retire, we're going to Costa Rica.
She doesn't
like,
want
to. You can
still go to Costa Rica.
You're still going
to
be working every single week during the football season, and I know you're a psycho. You're going to be coming home watching film for the game you got to be doing, like, and then you're going to travel some more. Like, that might have pissed her off. I thought when it was over, it was over.
Yeah, no, sorry. It's not the way we do things in America.
Well, that's what I mean. That's how we do things in Brazil.
That's not the way we do things.
What do you do if you don't work?
Well, I mean, even if, like, I don't even know, like super rich guys. They still work. Like, what do you do with just play
or
golf?
Or they come up with work to do. Like, they start doing charity boards
TB12, you do talks. I don't know. Appearances, stupid things. But, like, that's a real job.
I do think that there would probably be. I feel like they both sides would be open to it. I just don't feel like it would fit. I don't think the pieces would fit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like who do you have? Like who's leaving? Who's staying?
Brady coming back?
You're gonna keep Mac here? Oh, I would do it.
It would be so fun.
Oh,
it'd
be great. It would be great. We're talking about a complete and utter just dismantling of what you have now. Like they're out of like the Joe Judge and Matt. They ain't even in the room.
Yeah.
And you bring back somebody I respect and I like, and then bring me to spend all that money on receivers and offensive
line. To me, it's not like the story isn't the fact that someone wrote about this, you know, but the story is that it was Jeff Howe that wrote about it. To me, that's what makes it. This isn't trolling Volin. This isn't Shaughnessy trying to like piss off everybody to get everybody yelling at one another. Like this is Jeff Howe.
But then the question does become, and willing to throw this out to the audience,
617-774-7774.
Don't worry about it. They know it.
617, whatever the number is. I had a stroke.
617-779-7937.
774 was one of my childhood friends' phone
numbers. Phone lines are open.
You didn't give out your cell number.
I know, right? Would you rather have 46-year-old Tom Brady?
Yep, for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Or the young Mac Jones for the foreseeable future?
For the next two.
Damn it.
Before
for
they get rid of him.
Years.
How old
That's
is
a good question. There you go. What would you rather be? Right. Brady for two or Mac Jones for the next two? 617-779-7937. Take your calls. Talk more about it next.
What do you guys think?
I hear you, Tom.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's your Patriots injury report. Damian Harris and Isaiah Wynn ruled out for tomorrow night. The following players are questionable. David Andrews, Yadni Kajust, Marcus Jones, Jacoby Myers, Jalen Mills, and Jabril Peppers. The Bills have officially ruled out Von Miller and Deion Dawkins. The Patriots and Bills will kick off tomorrow night at 8:20. Peter Gammons tweeted today that buzz around Major League Baseball is that Xander Bogaerts has severed ties with the Red Sox. Sam Kennedy disputed this account to Chris Cotillo, saying Bogaerts has not indicated that he wants to stop talking to the Red Sox. Scott Boras, the agent of Xander Bogaerts, said that they have not severed ties with anyone. Celtics will look to push their win streak to 5 games tonight as they welcome the Miami Heat to TD Garden. Tip-off at 7:30. No Jimmy Butler or Victor Oladipo for Miami. Robert Williams out tonight for the Celtics, but he was spotted at practice scrimmaging with the team. That's a good sign for him as he looks to get back on the court. Bruins won their 13th straight home game last night, beating the Lightning 3-1 your final. Taylor Hall, a pair of goals. Jeremy Swayman, 27 saves. Bruins are off until Saturday when they welcome the Colorado Avalanche to TD Garden. And in World Cup news, Tunisia 1-0 over France. Australia a 1-0 win over Denmark in the group stage. Argentina blank Poland 2-0. And Mexico, despite beating Saudi Arabia 2-1, knocked out, will not be advancing to the knockout round as Poland ends up edging them with the goal differential advantage. Argentina wins the group. I'm Christian Arcan. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Like to watch? Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
We had 20 years together of elite football experience that I wouldn't have traded for anything in the world. And I know he's a great competitor, what an amazing coach he is, and how he prepares the team to win. And he's just done it year in and year out. And the fact that he's 22 wins away from an amazing milestone, I have no doubt he's going to get it. And I just watch that team every week and impressed by how they prepare and the accountability that that organization has had. And it always starts at the top.
Do they miss each other? Tom Brady throwing roses. Who cares? When Bill Belichick, Bill's doing the same thing back at him. Do they miss one?
Mm-hmm. They're flirting a little bit.
They're a little flirting.
Just be like, oh, let me just see if he responds.
Bill's like, ooh, like ooh, there now, he is. Now that Giselle's out of the equation. Yeah. Get my boy back.
No? She was always keeping us apart anyways, yeah. You know? Now we can just be us.
All right. So what do you got, Tom Brady for the next couple years or Mac Jones? What would you do if you're a Celtics fan? I mean, if you're a Patriots
fan.
Or if you're a Patriots fan. Let's go to Chris in the car. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You're brightening up my dreary drive home here. Oh, and by the way, one quick comment. I think if you gave Mego, Christian, and Wiggy a clipboard, put them on the side, they'd have more wins than Cheech and Chong. But that's not a here nor there.
Okay.
The question I have is, you know, does Brady come back on a shoestring for like 2 years, teach Mac the ropes, then at that point walks out of the locker room, walks up to the front office, and everything is back to normal, Shangri-La is back in place, and on that I'll take the answer off there. And thanks for taking the calls and brightening my day.
All right.
You got it.
That was a question. Does it work? How will it work?
Yeah,
would he come back? Would he help mentor Mac? I don't.
Would he go to the front office? What he was asking me.
No, no,
I don't think.
No, Mac's gone.
Anything to do with running a team?
Mac is gone.
You don't have to send Mac away.
Yes, you do. You send him away.
Why?
What are you going to do? Keep him and say what? You're going to pick up his 50-year option and let him start again 2-3 years from now?
Do you really sulk if the best who ever did it comes back and temporarily?
I tell you what, Zappy be a good backup.
Are you stopping?
Yes, sir. Whatever you need, I'd love to sit behind Tom Brady.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Like
whatever Matt Patricia calls, I try to do the best I can. Yeah, ma'am.
Between Zappy and Cole Strange, you almost got like a mini cult.
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever you want us to do.
The only bit I know is Stacy's mom's got it going on.
Yeah, there you go. Here's the thing, though. So
you missed the ma'am, though? Mego, you missed the man. Him calling you.
Yeah.
Well, ma'am.
She had a crush on him.
She did.
I did not have a
Taylor
crush on him.
Taylor crush.
What are you talking about?
Taylor Mr. Who is not happy.
Mr. Who is coming. Ooh. Coming going to be have something to say to you.
You know what? I think you guys are projecting because you have a crush on
Zappy. Are you telling me you were not blushing when he was like, yes, ma'am?
Arcand.
No, I was sitting here like, do I look ancient?
Arcand is so upset that he missed that time. He wishes he was here so much earlier so he could have met Zappy for 3 weeks.
I know. I think you should start, Mr. Zappy.
He's a very pleasant young man.
Mr. Zappy, can I have your autograph?
He would have given it to you, too. Like, whatever you need, man, sure.
All right, let's go to Cynthia in Dorchester. Cynthia, what do you say? Taking Brady back?
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Yes, I believe he's coming back. And as soon as I heard that he had come to Boston for Kraft's birthday party,
mm-hmm.
And I said, well, wait a minute. Everybody knows how dedicated Brady would be. And he had a game the next day. Bill wasn't going to be here. So Kraft, remember, never wanted him to leave. And Kraft always wants him to retire here. He's not going to let him go to Miami. He's not going to let him go to Los Angeles. And now that Giselle's out of the picture.
Uh-oh, it's all about Giselle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See that? Look at everybody blaming Giselle.
She's the reason why, you know, listen. Everybody, Brady was a one guy. Once he married her, what happened? He decided, she's telling him, listen, you need to get a brand.
He won a bunch
you need
of
to
Super
do
Bowls.
This. You need to do that. And then, remember, the two Super Bowls that he won, what was the first thing she said to him?
You're awesome.
She said, is this enough? Is this enough? She already started nagging the poor guy.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Cynthia,
unbelievable.
You're onto it. Thank you for the call.
Giselle is
right.
like Giselle is Yoko Ono.
Can I just fact check here for a minute? Brady was not in Boston for Kraft's
They were in New York.
Party. They were in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. He flew up and he abandoned Thank his team and walked out of that. Practice.
Right. And they lost the next game.
They started losing some games.
Yeah, and they blamed it all on Brady's willingness to
Speaking
just
of,
care about himself.
Giselle, let's go to Dave in Medway. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, I think where the story came from, Brady was on his back porch the other day and he looks across the bay and he sees Karate Kid all oiled up moving in boxes. He starts thinking to himself, wait a minute, Giselle's the one that told me to leave New England. He's like, I got to get back at her. He's like, I'm going back. That's where the story came from.
Oh, Karate Kid is the jujitsu instructor.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that scene.
That one took me a second to catch on to because he's moving the boxes into Giselle's mansion that she bought just like across the street from Tom Brady, which is kind of a weird move.
Okay.
Okay, I see.
Spite is a powerful motivator.
Speaking of Giselle, more Giselle. Let's go to Bob in the car. Bob, go ahead.
There was a Giselle.
Giselle's not coming back.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing, guys? I mean, I think I'm, you know, everybody in, like, regular people, not like, you know, let's face it, Tom, he's like an uber athlete. Like, he's unbelievable. But everybody has personal issues, and they go through, like, personal issues like divorce. I'm thinking, you know, with the World Cup being in sight, you know, Giselle is from Brazil. and she thought he's going to only play every 4 years. She probably didn't realize it was every, you know, every year he has to play and do all this kind of stuff. You know, she probably just says, you know, we call it football, they call it football. She's got her footballs mixed up. Okay. That's all.
All right.
She knows the Premier League plays all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, these soccer players just, don't show up once
they don't just
every
show up
years.
Every 4 years and play on the pitch.
Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
What's more of a workout? What's more of a workout? Who's more of an athlete? A runner or a soccer player?
Oh, soccer player. It's a lot of skill. A lot of skill with that.
A lot of running.
A lot of hand and eye.
This
really,
essentially a runner. A runner with
contact.
A ball
no,
nearby.
Listen, I've been watching the World Cup. These guys are skilled.
And a soccer player is a runner with a ball nearby. How often do they touch that ball?
It is a physical. Have you seen the stretchers come on the field?
Because of all the running.
But the stretchers come out. These guys, like, they go right to the hospital.
Pull a hammy?
They're not, like, passing out because they're, like, exhausted. Because it's the physical contact.
Okay, well,
the one guy's in the hospital, right?
Yeah, someone stepped on his toe.
Yeah, he has a boo-boo.
Yeah.
He has to get an IV.
Runners get IVs all the time.
Christian, more of an athlete, a runner or a punter?
Runner.
No hesitation.
He hates punters.
Absolutely.
The guy
Ryan,
hates
you got
punters.
Me. I know you got me, Ryan.
The guy
absolutely
hates punters.
Punters.
Yeah, he got it. Let's go
worthless.
To let me go to Larry and Stowe talking about Brady possibly coming back. As one Jeff Howe of The Athletic was writing about it, was it a possibility? At least he threw it out there. What do you got, Larry?
Hey guys, I was just wondering, I don't think he's coming back here, but if he did come back, who would be sending in the plays? Who would be calling plays?
That would be Tom Brady.
Steve Belichick.
doesn't that maybe solve both problems? Hey, Tom, you said you took our old offense down to Tampa and you won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it? You do it.
So, like, I can just see the timeout between, like, Matt Patricia and, like, Tom Brady. They're on the sideline. Okay, last play. Nod your head. Do you like this one? No, not this one. Well, you know what? Forget about what I would do. What would you do, Tom?
Well, how about this conversation?
Let's do that.
Tom, we got to be better in that dynamic area. Now, I'm not talking about the low, tight red zone. I'm talking about the high red zone. I want to be in the fringe, the dynamic area. Yeah. We want to be dangerous. We want to be able to control the ball within the five. Like, imagine Brady just Joe Judge, will you shut up?
Oh, man. See, that's the thing. See, like, you can do that
with a young, impressionable
quarterback who doesn't know anything. That's all he knows. So he thinks, wow, my first coach in the NFL was like Joe Judge, and he talked real funny, Paul. I didn't understand him.
He did that with the Jets quarterbacks. He couldn't do that with Mac Jones. You heard Mac. All of a sudden, Mac's a Y guy. I wonder why.
When you talk about the red area, is, you know, a very dynamic area. It's very different when you go through different zones. And it's very different based on how each defense coordinator calls it. So if you refer to the, you know, red area, is it the 25 to the 20, that fringe area? Are you talking about the 20 to the 15?
Oh, stop.
But you know what? That may be the best slash worst one of the year. Like, somebody asks you a real easy question, and you go into this, you know, 10-minute discussion about, like, the red zone and the, how it works and the yardage and the this and the that and the fringe and the tight and the force
really, most defense coordinators truly start to change how they call it.
Joe Judge, to me, seems like a guy that Brady comes back, Joe would be a guy that would want to sit down with him for, like, you know, grab a drink and hang out and be like, you know, working with the offense, Tom, I just want to give you some of my offensive philosophies. This is what I believe good offensive football is. You know, like, would have to, and Brady, you know what I mean? Like, he would have to tell him how much he knows about offense. You got to go away.
Yeah, your job would almost be, it wouldn't work because Brady would just get mad at your just inability to figure things out.
This is a good one, too, why he can't come back. Okay. Let's go to Eddie in the car. Get Eddie. What do you say?
Hey, guys, how are you? Listen, Brady can't come back. If he comes back, we got to deal with the debate all over again. The debate is over. We know Brady is the reason why they won all the championships. If he comes back here, the debates are going to start up. I don't want to deal with that. Do you really want to deal with that again, Lowe?
No, I really don't, Eddie.
I mean, the debate.
What?
Who's more important?
Brady won.
But if he comes back,
we get to decide the debate. So if we don't want to debate that, we don't have to debate it.
Here's the thing, Eddie.
If Brady's more important.
But here's the thing, Eddie. If Brady comes back and all of a sudden they're a threat in the AFC, that actually ends the debate.
Yeah, Brady wins again.
I mean, wins again. Right? Like, Bill's teams are not a threat at all for the 3 years that Brady's gone. He comes back, and all of a sudden, they're a team that's, you know, 13-4, and they're number two seed, and they're another AFC title game. Like, it's...
And Brady's 46, whatever he's going to be.
It's over, right? All right, let's go to JP. JP in North Providence. Let's go get the band back together. JP, what do you got?
Well, we got the most important question. When Brady comes back next year, what's it going to take to get Gronk back? Because, boy, would it be a show with all these people wishing he's coming back. I hope he does, but what a show that would be. Not to mention our high red zone might be in better contention, and they could work with the low zone and have one Hunter Henry and this one and that one. And I bet DJ Alexi likes our second line on the Bruins. That check connection.
JP.
You know, the thing is,
I'm revolving myself.
Yeah, but Gronk's never coming back.
Edelman,
the thing is, though, that one of the things that Brady all like has the ability to do now is I feel like he has like a strong say, almost like a recruiter when it comes to players. Like, even the most recent example is Julio Jones. He DMs him on his Instagram page and they start chatting and he starts the ball moving. Like, anyone he wants, he gets. That's not going to happen here. So, I mean, that whole aspect, unless Bill completely changes his, you know, philosophy just for Brady.
Yeah. How about if he has a whole bunch of money to play with again?
Again, but I just don't know. Like, money. Do you really want the headache? Do you really want the headache?
No.
I mean, why don't you get rid of Kirk Cousins? What's his contract like? Go play. Go be the quarterback
for
Kevin O'Connell.
Wait, does who want the headache? Does Brady want the headache?
No, Brady
does
doesn't.
He really want? Not a chance. The older they get, the less patience you have.
Yeah, Brady doesn't want it.
Speaking from experience.
Let me go to Paul. I want to go to Paul in Westfield, by the way, who doesn't seem like he's on board. Go ahead, Paul.
Good evening, gentlemen, and the sports pope shall pontificate. It's not that I'm not on board. There's three quick points. One, with the greatest record and accomplishment and all the joy Tom brought us while Giselle was his right-hand woman, suddenly all the success and accomplishments are no good and it's her fault to separate. Not happening, but I love my enthusiastic and emotional commentators. But as far as the business of bringing Tom back, the heart says, of course, but the head says this. You look at what Mac has been able to accomplish, much better than we expected in the first year. The second year with the lack of protection, I can't count how many times he's been sacked, coming back from the injury. You don't take someone in their second, third year of growth and pull them out of the ground and throw them in the weed pile for a might be chance with Tom. You got to continue to produce and promote him because Tom may be here for a year or two, but clearly, Mac, if he continues in this pattern, he's the next big opportunity we have to build the team around.
Hope not.
Because he knows what he's doing.
All right, Paul, I just disagree.
Thank you for listening.
I just disagree.
There's a little bit of snark there from Lou.
Yeah, I just
said
disagree.
He hopes not.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
not
I just don't.
Nice
I don't.
From you.
I don't. I mean, I don't know how many times I can say it. I don't think Mac's a second year quarterback. That's all. A second contract quarterback. So if he's got 2 years left, maybe three. Because you buy out that fifth year?
How do you even know? See, the problem is, like, you're just not going to know yet. You won't know until things change. You won't, because I can easily say, sure, he can be a second-year quarterback, a second-contract quarterback. Give him a different situation. Give him a better overall atmosphere. And absolutely, because that is the price of doing business, unless you end up like the Commanders and Kirk Cousins. I'll keep using that as an example, because they tried to find somebody better. They couldn't. And then, sure enough, they spent the next, 10 years trying
to
replace
them.
They're still there. So, no. This is what it is. Like, if he can play, well, in the worst-case scenario, you just franchise him. I mean, think about Lamar Jackson right now. Like, he wants guaranteed money. He wants Deshaun Watson money. They don't want to do it. So, sure enough, he may sit there and just sign a franchise tag for $40 million.
You think Bill's going to give him $40 million to do what he's been doing?
I think they would sign him. But my point to you, listen, if you think you can do better, then go ahead and then try. Go ahead. Like, the odds are that you're going to fail. I think they were unbelievably lucky with the fact that they got Mac Jones. They got to put the right people around him. I don't think he's the problem at all. I don't think he's the problem. He shows signs as being a next level quarterback. He just doesn't have the right support.
I think my reaction to that was I don't think he's the problem. I just don't think he's an answer. That's all. I don't think he's the answer.
But what is your answer, though? Yeah. I just don't feel like, so if you are one of those guys that say, you know what, I only want the best of the best, and that's the only thing I'm going to accept, like the highest of the high.
I don't think you stop searching until you try to find a top 10.
I know, but eventually you got to stop, stop searching and just, accept the person that you have and make it work with him.
No, because you're never going to win anything.
Then who do you want, though? No, that's not true, though. Like, if you think Matthew Stafford being the quarterback that he is,
it's a one-off.
Look at that team.
There's plenty of one-offs.
And there's also plenty of one-offs with a quarterback that sucked and the defense was great and the coaching was great and they won.
Yeah, one-offs. Exactly. I would rather go into every single year feeling like I got a guy. I got a top 10. There's a bunch of, you know, there's teams in this league that feel that way, that are tweaking around their guy, and hopefully they stay healthy, and hopefully they figure it out, but they know they got the guy. And if you don't, then it's got to be so perfect around them all the time. I would rather keep searching for the guy.
I think you're going to be searching for a while.
I think you're going to regret it.
You're going to be in no
You're
going to
go,
land.
You know what? I'll get Russell Wilson. He'll fix my problems.
You are. No, that's
oh my
right.
God.
Just
you're
stay
just
9
be...
and 8, 10 and 7 then for the next how many years?
You're going to be doing that if guys. You're... It doesn't matter.
No,
you're
going
to be doing that if you're waiting around trying to take every guy in every draft. We're like, oh, here's a 35-year-old Aaron Rodgers who looks like crap. Let's bring him
See,
in.
See, you're going to be the Browns. You're going to be the Dolphins.
It's
you're
going to
be the Jets.
Yeah, you might
no,
be.
No, that's my point.
But
that
you
is
keep
the reality.
Looking for it.
So if you know that if you don't like, if you can list all the quarterbacks that the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills drafted, all right, since I don't know, call it 2003, whatever you want to call it, Mac Jones is better than all of them. He's better than all of them, other than the Josh Allen, and
Mac's
right
better,
now
wait,
it looks like Tua,
who?
And it looks. Mac Jones is better than all the quarterbacks that the Bills have drafted in the first round, except Josh Allen. He's better than all the quarterbacks that the Jets have drafted. Still, he's better than all the quarterbacks that the Dolphins have drafted, except right now Tua Tagovailoa, who's having an MVP year because he has the best of everything at his disposal.
He's pretty good, too.
Well,
I mean,
no,
he's pretty
listen,
good.
Do you think Mac Jones could handle that offense?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. 100%.
It is sleep.
Yes.
It is sleep.
Yes.
That's
he
good.
Did it in college.
In there,
he did it in college.
Fat and out of shape.
What do you mean? He did it in college.
And he'd go, oh, there's Tyreek Hill. Boop.
Not a problem. He did. He actually played
well,
better than
Trade
Tua
to
did
Miami,
with the same
then.
Players.
Trade him to Miami.
Oh, you want to bring Tua here?
Oh, what a nightmare that would be.
That'd be fun.
Dude,
no.
I suck.
I want, like I said, I want to keep looking for the guy. That's all. All right. Keep looking for the guy. Don't settle. All right, we got last call coming up after the break. We got a couple more calls as well on Brady. We'll do it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back. This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Before we get the last call, pretty funny sound. Mad Dog Russo getting on Greg Hill for being late to work. You'll hear that in the last call, but first let's take some calls. Let's go to Jason in the car. Yeah, Jason.
Okay, you guys are driving me nuts. Thanks for the call. Second time, long time. Just hear me out. It's not really the players. It's the coaching staff. If you go back to when Dante retired the first time, our line was terrible. Dante came back. Our line was awesome again. So who's watching the line right now? That guy that's standing next to Belichick when he's playing defense and he's supposed to be the offensive coordinator? Number two.
Jason, real quick. Point number one, they won a Super Bowl without Dante. Go ahead.
I understand that, but our line was really suspect then, wasn't it?
Not after four games. Yeah. They actually turned around. Well, very, very good.
I'll give it. So my second thing is our quarterback coach. Geez, which quarterback did he screw up last year? Oh, that guy in the Giants. And he's doing okay this year because he's got a decent quarterback coach. And he doesn't sit next to him. Our quarterback doesn't trust him. So bring in somebody that's an offensive coordinator that can talk to our quarterback coach and get him out of there.
So it's, you agree it's Bill's fault?
No, I'm not saying it's Bill's fault.
Well, he hired him.
Completely. Well, he hired him. Correct. He brought him back. But I think that he brought back the poor person. He should have put him in a different position.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So he's saying it's Bill's fault, but he won't actually say it's Bill's fault. Because he
can't. I love it's like this blame of the offensive line. I remember like with DeGuglielmo.
Googs.
Right? Googs.
Is that okay. What now?
DeGuglielmo.
Wasn't that the Kansas City?
Wasn't that right?
Wasn't that the Kansas City?
Hey, DeGuglielmo, baby.
Hey.
Oh,
hey. Hey. I coach the O-line. Say the man's name the right way.
He's a BC offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Now.
Now. Yes. Mike in Rhode Island. What's up, Mike?
Oh.
Go ahead, Mike. You're up there, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? So I don't think we should bring Brady back. I think that'd be going backwards. I think, yeah, bring him back for a one-day contract. Let him retire with the Patriots. Maybe become a coach, but let him go freaking be a commentator. Why are we out here going trying to go backwards? Yeah, I know we need a Super Bowl, but I'd like another 6 Super Bowls instead of just one. You know?
Okay.
Let's get.
You know, bringing him back. All right, Mike. Thanks. So bringing him back is kind of like a like L.A. Rams vibe, right? We're just going to go all in. We're going to win a Super Bowl, and we don't care what happens. Because, like, the Rams now, they can't – I mean, they're terrible right now. So all those – giving up all those draft picks, you know, selling the farm to kind of win right now, they succeeded. But now, I mean, it's going to be a while now before they're good again. So I just don't think – listen, that mentality isn't in Bill unless he says, listen, let's catch Shula together. How about that? You know, you and me together – Thelma and Louise,
yeah, but
off
Bill,
into the sunset.
You're the one that's actually catching
yeah,
Shula, so we're not really
that for Tom?
Doing it together.
Well, I mean, you can be. We'll have. We'll take a picture together.
Hey, Tom, don't you miss Brookline?
Yeah. Like, dude, don't you love the seasons?
What are you selling him on?
Look at the trees changing colors. Isn't it awesome? Look, it gets dark at 4 o'clock.
It's great.
You don't like that?
Yeah, after being in Tampa, isn't that like just too warm all year long? You don't want that. Come back
here.
Are
the people up
cold.
Here nice?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Chills you to the bone. Let's go to Tim in East Longmeadow before we get the last call. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to come back to New England ever, maybe to one-day contract, because – Buffalo Bills are like they were in the 90s right now. They're so good that he would just be walking into a gang fight and lose every time. So he would definitely stay in the NFC, definitely stay in Tampa, because in the NFC he's like the best quarterback they got. And in the AFC you got Mahomes and you got Josh Allen, so it'd be no-brainer for him to stay in the NFC.
You know what? That's a really good point. Why would he want to come back and play against Josh Allen twice a year?
Tua.
Oh, and Tua, because
well, yeah,
he really
Tua.
Wanted Tua's job.
Well, more okay, Tyreek.
Tua's got his team.
Yeah.
It's his competitive nature.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm sitting there thinking, I had to play Giselle here, but what else do you have to prove? Like, why can't you just be done?
You just don't want that record broken.
He just wants his
you
record.
Can you, like, so talk selfish. Without
just
thinking
wants
about
the
that?
Record.
Just feel like he doesn't
just
need
wants
everything,
record.
Right?
He just wants
doesn't
the
need
record.
Everything.
Okay. All right, let's get the last call. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. All right, so earlier I teased and said that Mad Dog Russo was getting on Greg Hill for being late.
It's Greg.
It wasn't Greg. It was actually Stephen A. Smith.
There you go.
On First Take. So apparently Stephen A. woke up a little late, maybe hit some traffic, and was late to his own show, but this is on the air. Listen to Mad Dog Russo. This guy is hysterical.
I expect the leaders to be and set an example and be on time. All right? You wouldn't see me late for a radio show. I'm here every day at 10. This is a disgrace.
How?
Look at this. This is, we got Danny running with him. This is a joke. All right, he's not 2 minutes late. He's not 8 minutes late. He's 6 segments late. And he's not exactly Jim Ryan going back to the old days, running a marathon. And then he stops when he gets tired. I mean, geez, run all the way for crying out loud. Leave at 7 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? You're a fearless leader. And here it is. You show up at 10. What time was it?
I think it was like 10:24.
10:20. And then he has to get his makeup on, have his little bagel, his little yogurt, little coffee.
Yeah.
He walks in here at 10:36 in the morning. That is a disgrace. Yeah. Because he's got a perfect. The West Side have
highway's always a mess. Leave at 7:30. That is a joke. You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm disappointed in you. You're the leader of this brigade. You're the captain. Captains don't do that. Don't ever again. Ever.
He's insane.
Okay. I'm finished.
I just was taking a moment. I just need one more moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you should say anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, just take your punch.
I have nothing to say. Yeah.
Wait, so, their show starts at 10, right? Like live show, live debate show?
I don't know what
starts
time it 10? Starts.
I have no idea.
But Stephen A. was actually, sorry, getting yelled at. Actually, was like
doesn't
sitting,
sound like the first
he was sitting thing. On the floor while Mad Dog was yelling at him.
Like in the corner.
And just sitting on the floor, like kind of like laughing at him. And at one point, they actually had video like outside of ESPN. And it showed like Stephen A. Smith like walking in like the you know like Michael Holly
yeah
like walking in from like the garage, and that's when he's like, "You weren't even running and you stopped." Like,
wait, but that, no, that
ever again?
Yeah, that shows at 10 a.m. It's live TV. It's live TV, and like in every Wednesday, Matt, it's just Mad Dog and Stephen that's A. Smith. It. So how did it even? What happened in the beginning of the show?
I don't know.
7:30.
I don't know. Did he do a monologue?
But it was hysterical.
Oh, man.
That's beautiful. Good for Mad Dog.
That is a joke. That you should be ashamed of yourself. Oh, I'm disappointed in you.
That's going to brought in Francesa for the first segment.
Yeah. That would be beautiful. Talk about reunions. How does he keep his voice okay doing that?
Oh, he's a
I don't
bro.
Understand.
You're the leader of this brigade. You're the captain. Captains don't do that.
It's true.
Captains
he's
don't do
that. He's the
face
of ESPN.
Nut job. Celtics Lord. Tonight, but at home against the Heat. The real question is, will the Royals be there?
Court side.
Will they be there court side? Is the beef eater guy, is there going to be a two beef eater guys on each side of him? Security, Arcan.
Two big giant black hats with a big spear.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going?
We'll see.
No selfies.
By the way, tomorrow's game day. We're going to be at Helix Sports down there at Foxborough, down at Gillette. So why don't you swing on by with Helix Sports. Again, we'll be there from 2 to 6. Going to get you ready for Thursday night football. Kind of snuck up on us. I feel like.
It did.
Tomorrow, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. It's like, wow, Pat's Bills tonight.
I know.
Let's go.
That's going to get interesting. We'll cover that game a lot.
Yeah.
As we expect. Helix Sports tomorrow, 2 to 6, we will be there. That's going to do it for us tonight. Much got you covered after this. And then we'll see you tomorrow at 2.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.